And welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we are talking today about painting. We're going to be talking about honey-do lists for Valentine's Day. And we're also talking about a new conviction I got in this last week I took off, making Super Bowl weekend the most romantic weekend of your married life. We've already talked about you, Mr. Man, get up early, fix coffee and breakfast, and bring it to your sweetheart in bed. If you have a family tradition, tip number two, take notes now, you're going to need all this. Tip number two, if you have a tradition of getting the kids up and heading off to church on Sunday mornings, why don't you braid your little girl's hair? Why don't you tie your son's necktie? Why don't you shine the shoes and get everybody dressed, ready, and prepped? So you fed your sweetheart breakfast in bed, you've got the kids ready to go to church, and we'll pick up tip number three after this. Let's get back to the show of Rosie on the House, where we're talking about everything having to do with your household, castle, or cabin. In this hour in particular, we're talking about painting. Romy, where would you like to wrap the painting conversation up this hour?
Well, I will hit drywall prep, but before that, I think you know, you and that advice, you know, know your limitations. You may not want to see what a dad's braiding job looks like. It may not be what you want to show up in Sunday's best. It's looking like you stuck your finger in an electrical socket or something.
Yeah, he's in Austin, and there's a saying down there called "Keep Austin Weird." So that would fit in right perfectly with him.
All right.
But drywall, you know, your drywall is a very interesting product. It's the gypsum, the rock that's inside the sheetrock is a white material. A lot of it, especially in the Phoenix area and Tucson area, well, Arizona in general, a lot of it comes out of Vegas because they mine it and make it there. You see trucks coming down 93 and the 60 a lot, you know, just full of drywall. And you're like, well, it's because they make it in Vegas. So they're shipping it in for the interior surface in most of our homes as drywall. And that drywall is then cased with paper. And the blue drywall that you see, that is what you put in your shower bathrooms to make it more moisture resistant. The thicker sheetrock, that's what they put inside your garage to make it your fire barrier that's required by code, or inside your home, it's generally half inch. It'll be 3/4 inch in your garage to, you know, give an additional a 1 hour fire protection. So, but you can damage it. You know, it's just paper with a rock material that's not a solid rock. It's a very powdery rock. If you've ever cut sheetrock, you know it flakes and chunks very easily. So, you know, kids, whatever, doorknobs, you know, behind doors, if you didn't put a doorstop in, you've got holes in your drywall there. A lot of times, you don't need new drywall to patch it. There is a joint compound that you can get that'll fill up those cracks, those dents. But if you do need to do a full patch, in our blog article today, when we get to the drywall section of repair, there is a link to click here to you know, how to repair a hole in the drywall. And we've got a great picture-assisted DIY article there that shows you how to cut a drywall patch. And it's hard to explain, but, you know, let's say you've got I'm just going to say a sheet of paper size hole that you're trying to patch, because I got a sheet of paper in my hand. You would cut your drywall patch about 8 inches bigger. So you'd have 4 inches overhang on each side. You'd flip that piece of drywall over, mark your 4-inch perimeter all the way around it, then cut the drywall, but not through the second sheet of paper. So you've got the first sheet of paper and the drywall, and behind that is a second sheet of paper. You don't want to cut all the way through. And what will happen once you've got that perimeter cut on all four sides, you know, you'll be able to break it and pull the sheetrock off, leaving the paper on what would be the finished surface. So when you put that patch over it, you've got an overlap of paper onto the good existing drywall. And a patch that big, you'll probably need to put some wood shims in there first. And the article talks about how to do that. And then that will give you this patch because drywall compound alone wouldn't be enough to hold it. So then you can then put a few screws in it. So it's set, you know, you're using, you're now anchoring it. Then you can use your drywall compound to feather in the edge and then do whatever type of wall texture you have. And this is one reason why you see orange peel as such a common finished texture is because it hides a lot of imperfection. And when you've got, you know, a production builder doing a lot of homes, they don't have time to sit there and do a lot of smooth finish. You know, that drywall texture, you can blow and go a lot easier and move through a bigger volume. And it's not a bad look, but that's why you see it a lot. If you've got a smooth wall finish, that's a lot harder to then blend in your patchwork. You've got to spend a lot of time sanding and maybe re-putting on compound and re-sanding so that when you look at it from the side, you can't tell where one where that patchwork is, because light shining on the angle on the side on a perfectly smooth wall finish will show every imperfection. So it may take you 3 or 4 times with your joint compound, sanding it, water sponging it, getting that patch smoothly beveled out so you can't see where it is. Then you apply your primer over that and come back with your paint. Next Saturday, we'll be moving into the paint application part of this month's painting topic.